Vegan side effect. You will be happier.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programas ofrecen plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
I nostri programmi sono offerti in molte lingue. Consultate suprememastertv.com/schedule.
It's not the physical body. You got it? Yeah? You know by now. Many people saw me inside the house flying and all kinds of things. Or take them flying to the other heaven and all that. I'm going nowhere. I have gone nowhere. That's why one of the Buddha's titles is not going, not coming. Yeah? Like that.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olesis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Hello, alle sammen. That's hello, everyone, in Norwegian, the official language of Svalbard. My name is Hannah. The grateful citizens of Svalbard praise your efforts to make the best use of your time in this world by serving others in need. The Svalbard archipelago is in the Arctic Ocean between Norway and the North Pole. Its population of approximately 3,000 people live on Spitsbergen, one of the region's nine main islands. As Norway's northernmost region, Svalbard is mostly untouched and offers a vast landscape of tundra, ice-covered fjords, mountains and glaciers. During the long winter months, its skies become magically aglow with the celestial northern lights. With 7 national parks and 21 nature reserves, more than 60% of Svalbard's land is protected. This includes vegetation, which is a small but valuable part of the region's fragile ecosystem. The animals of Svalbard are the reindeer, the Arctic fox, whales, seals, and the king of the Arctic, the polar bear. It is prohibited to injure, kill, or even disturb any of these animals. Svalbard helps preserve international seed diversity in its hosting of the Global Seed Vault. This cold storage area contains some 4.5 million seed samples from around the world. Svalbard residents are cheerful and hospitable. Each year, they welcome thousands of Arctic cruise ship visitors whose tours offer an understanding of the area's vulnerability to climate change, as well as an appreciation of its rare beauty. It was such a privilege to share a glimpse of Svalbard's great beauty with you, nature-loving viewers. We pray that our world quickly converts to organic vegan farming to replace the destructive meat production practices. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Ching Hai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. Thank you. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Ching Hai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the international vegan restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Ching Hai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Being's Deeds, and The Triastrimsa Heaven Gatherings, Part 4 of 8, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on August 9, 2015, in Roquebrune, Cap Martin, France.
Nếu đời không có người, hoa lá sẽ quên cười. Mặt trời không muốn dậy, trăng sao mờ trong mây.
Then Anand came and asked, "Praised be the World Honored One. This being from peaceful heaven, today offered water bath and food. In the former life, what has he done to earn such a merit so that his body is so beautiful and shining and so magnificent like that? His appearance is like a beautiful, precious mountain. Yeah. So magnificent, so majestic. What has he done? Could you please tell us?" So Buddha said, "Anand, listen, I will tell you. This being, a long time ago, at the time of the Buddha Tibhati, he was a very poor person on the planet, probably this planet. Mostly, he was going out to do any labor work to earn his living. One time, he heard that the Buddha Tibhati preaching in the assembly said that the merit of offering water to the Sangha to take a bath is very, very, very great merit. So he was so happy, he wanted to have this kind of merit. So he came home and he worked harder, you know. He went and asked everybody to give him the job and did this and that, a little handiwork everywhere. And then he saved all that money as much as he could. And then he used that money. And then he bought some special things, yeah, for the bath, everything he could, and then also vegan food. And he prepared everything, you know, as much as he could. He invited the Buddha and the Sangha to come and take a bath and eat. Yeah, probably it was a small assembly, huh? I don't think anybody would like to invite this assembly to take a bath here and have a vegan diet. You would like that, huh? I'm sorry, this is Indian, okay? Yeah. So after that, because of this merit, He was reborn after he died in this peaceful heaven. You should know, I told you already, but I tell you again, there are many different heavens, right? You know, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Even the astral level has 120 plus different kinds of heavens, different names. Okay? Anand, you should know, this being is not only today that he has invited me and the Sangha to take a bath and offered food to us. Even in the time of Buddha Tiki, he also went down to the earth and offered offerings to that Buddha also. Means from the heaven, peaceful heaven, he also came down another time and offered bath and food to another Buddha before him. Yeah. And then even to the time of the Buddha Kashyapa, he also came down to do the same like today. Mm. He already offered similar to seven Buddhas in seven lifetimes, different Buddhas in different lifetimes. And then in the future, he will continue to make offerings to 1,000 Buddhas in the golden era, just like today. And then after he said that, he blessed this being with another 100 kalpa of kalpa and kalpa, meaning another many hundreds of eons, then he will become Buddha, this being from the peaceful land. Yeah. And then he will have all these beautiful titles that are assigned to the Buddha. And then he will save countless beings. I have goosebumps. I don't know why. Too much blessing. Thank you, all of you. Thank you. Mm. Yeah. So everybody, Toi, means Anand, means I, and all the assembly were so happy. And we all said, oh, the Buddha appearing in the world is so beneficial to all beings. Even though this person from peaceful heaven came down and offered just a little like that and has so much merit. Yeah. And then the Buddha said, yes, it's good that you understood all this. Very good. The Buddha came out into the world. The only goal is to save as much as possible all beings, to take them out of suffering and let them have merit and blessing to be happy from this life and the next to the next. And then after that, he gave initiation. They didn't say anything, but he let the assembly have the merit of knowing the real main Dharma. What is the real main Dharma? All the Buddha teachings, talking, is they call it Dharma anyway. So what is the main Dharma? Yeah, I guess it's just initiation. Okay? Yeah. And after that, many people attain the levels of maybe coming back one more time. But that's just at that time, eh? If they continue, then they won't come back again. It's just the level of the beings attained at that initiation was maybe you come back one more time or never come back one more time level. And everyone, other people were inspired to want to become a Buddha. Everyone was happy. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you. All right. I promise you I read something, but this is a very long one. We do it one at a time, huh? Mm. Oh my God, I don't know if we can. I'm thinking. I have a couple more sutras printed out now from the internet. Thanks God we have it. Because I have some, but at home, you know, not here. I mean, in the other home. I can't just take everything with me. I didn't know I would stay this long. I didn't think about it. All right, so now this sutra is a very, very good one. Actually, very, very good. It explains many things in this world There is a Bodhisattva.
Wow.
There are so many names of hells even that you don't know of. And the Bodhisattva in this sutra explains all kinds of hells and their names. I guess if other people who don't practice Guan Yin method, maybe they heard of some of these, also very beneficial, so that they know they really exist. Because the Buddha doesn't tell lies. What for? Right? Okay. This Bodhisattva, his name is Earth Store Bodhisattva. And why he has become Earth Store Bodhisattva and certain, is very, very great. This Bodhisattva is a very great person. He comes up and down in this world and in hell to save whoever he can, whoever believes in him. But then beings, after hearing what he said and then change their way of life, then later fall back into the old habit again. So giving him a very difficult job. But life after life, he does this. Okay. Wow. Okay, I just read a little bit. Okay, huh? And then if we have time, we continue. And if we don't have time, then another day, another year, another lifetime. You understand now why in the old time people wanted to become a monk under Buddha's guidance? Because they had to go there and hear the Buddha day after day and write it down like in college, you know, and keep it in order to understand or to know all that. And then when they go out in the 10 directions, they can preach to other beings who have not been able to see the Buddha. Yeah. Yeah, even just one sutra like this, you have to stay another 2 months. Or 1 month, yeah? Yeah, so imagine, yeah, that's why, yeah, okay? And the Buddha has many sutras. He lived very long. He became enlightened at about 28, 30 years old. And he lived until 80-something, 50-plus long years. And then he preached all the time. Most of the time. And Anand knew it all. And whatever he didn't remember, he was not there, then someone else noted. And so after that, Buddha Nirvana, they assembled together and recorded all of this for us. And this is just one of many, many, many. Yes. Very interesting. Very interesting, the life of the Buddha. Yeah. Wherever the Buddha goes, but you must understand, I have to tell you something. Like yesterday, we talked about the Bodhisattva Maogalyaya. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Something like that. Okay, number one, magician, magical, powerful. And even though you heard Anand say, you know, that he was flying together with the other disciples to this and that and that. But you must know it's not physical, okay? Yeah, not physical. Maybe he just appeared to this old man, monk, to try to teach him things. So in the spirit, in the meditation time, he took this old monk to go visit different hells. Because the hell that they visited, it cannot be manifested on top of the beach. You know, any beach like that. Understand? Okay. If they both, you know, flew like that away and then flew back and slowly descended to the earth in front of, you know, the Buddha's ashram, then at least one or two people would have seen it. Understand? And then they would tell all the young monks. And then they would have to be so arrogant with him since that day. But they still didn't know. Nobody knew, see, until later the Buddha told them. So inside, just like sometimes you say you see me flying through your window or fly to your house and, you know, comfort you or help you in time of need or just come to visit you. I'm not flying anywhere, okay? Don't ask me to do the show. It's not the physical body. You got it, yeah?
Yes.
You know by now, many people saw me inside the house flying and all kinds of things, or take them flying to the other heaven and all that. I'm going nowhere. I have gone nowhere. That's why one of the Buddha's titles is not going, not coming. Yeah? like that. So do not expect that one of my so-called great disciples hold your clothes and take you up on top of the coconut tree outside or something. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. All these have to be seen through the wisdom eye. If you practice hard enough, if you have good affinity, then you will see it like the Hong Kong sister, yeah? Or the Vietnamese-American sister there, okay? Mm. Or many others, yeah, okay? The thing is, probably more of these are recorded at Buddha's time because they don't have anything to record. So Anand remembers everything and then they wrote it all down. But I give you each one the diary book. You write down all those, your stories, okay? We don't always have time to assemble and everybody tells their miracle stories to me or to everyone. Mostly when you say, it's okay, be short. Just make sure, be short, symbolic. I don't even let you tell all the stories that happened to you yet even. Understand, during your meditation or without meditation even. Inside miracle, outside miracle. Tons. You know, we can bring also many sutras. And then the later generation find it and read it to their children, just like today. Possible, yeah. You can write all your stories. I cannot always hear you, but if you write in a book and then you leave it here and I come back and sometime I will read it. Another thing is maybe possible that at the time of the Buddha, the beings that he rescued had a greater affinity with him or had a higher consciousness. Indian people, even whoever is born in India, have a spiritual background. Easier to accept the Buddha's teaching and easier to assimilate and easy to practice. Okay? I don't say all are like that. But at that time, even more than now, at that time, life was more simple. Yeah? Almost 3,000 years already, or even more. Life was more simple. People's minds were more purified, yeah? So it was easier for them to have more experience. I can see things like this, okay? So everything that seems like miraculous phenomena in here is all seen by the wisdom eyes. Understand?
Yes.
All right, good. Just like one sister says she saw a heaven gate here and some beings come down, you know, from heaven and bodhisattvas come around, all that. She saw it, but many of you don't see. And if she tells you, then Anand will write it down. And then tell you later. Yeah. All right.
Cho đêm thôi trăng trở, cho ngày thôi không dài, cho đời vui rực rỡ, cho tình hoài không phai.
Warm-hearted viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, The Hundred-Headed Fish, The Peaceful Heaven Being's Deeds, and The Triastrimsa Heaven Gatherings, Part 4 of 8 on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Sun Yogi Umasankar Vigan, A Vision of Universal Peace, Unity and Brotherhood, Part 3 of 3 on Words of Wisdom, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May you grow in compassion and wisdom each day.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Vegan for Eden on Earth.